Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek Dark Victory by William Shatner with Judith and Garfield Reeve Stevens. Read by William Shatner.
The Enterprise hung dead in space, surrounded by the floating ruin of the crossover device, like an ancient sunken vessel shrouded in kelp and debris. The mighty ship's running lights were out, her nacelles were dark, but she was intact and her batteries were keeping life support at minimal levels. Kirk and Picard stood together before the Voyager's main screen. Spock and Teylani were with them. Kirk turned to Picard. "Jean-Luc, I'm sorry." Picard flashed a smile.
"Don't be.
I still have her. We saved her." Kirk went to give Picard his hand, but both men stared awkwardly at the bandages that protected Kirk's damaged flesh. Picard put his own hands on Kirk's shoulders instead.
"You saved her, and I thank you."
Then LaForge spoke up from the aft sensor station.
"Captain?"
Both Kirk and Picard turned as one.
Yes.
LaForge smiled.
"Captain Picard, Scotty and I have completed our structural analysis, and she's not showing any signs of transporter misalignment."
That was a relief to them all. The subspace shockwave, generated by the Sovereign's warp core explosion, had shut down the transporter effect, intended to beam the Enterprise into the mirror universe. All was well. But apparently Spock did not think so. Curious. I was certain I detected a full transporter.